Tefillah for Life, Shir 1074, Yom Revi B'Shabbes, Parshiyas Achrimais Kedoshim. The last pasuk in the Halalukas, which is really the last pasuk in Tehillim, and it's important to think about this pasuk because apparently there's a very powerful message in this pasuk. It's the final statement of Tehillim. Kol Hanishama Tehalal Ka Halaluka. All neshama should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't just say kol neshama. It says kol ha-neshama. All of the neshama should be mehalal the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, haleluka. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller explains, what does it mean kol ha-neshama? All of the neshama. He explains the neshama is made up of all different compartments. Every koyach that a person has comes from his neshama. A person has a koyach of anger, person has a koyach of simcha, person has a koyach of sadness, a koyach of hachna, subservience. All different abilities, touch, sight, everything that a person can do is a manifestation of a certain power that his neshama has. Kol ha-neshama tahalul ka means a person should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every ability, every faculty that he has. And that's the final statement in Tehillim. A person has to realize, let's take it in the context of Tefillah. A person has to realize that your Avodas Hashem goes much, much further than the Tefillah that you say in the morning, or the Chesed that you do, or whatever a person does throughout the day. Every move that a person makes has the ability to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to be Mehalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's with words, whether it's with actions. When a person does something, and the reason why he's doing it is because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants him to do it. That's praise of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Kol HaNeshama Tehalal Ka. All aspects of the Neshama should be used for Hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every talent, every ability that you have it for a reason. And the purpose is to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Don't think that there's something that you have that doesn't have the ability to be used for Avodas Hashem. Every single thing can be used or Chas V'Shalom misused. And that's the final message that you should walk away with from Psukei D'Zimra and frankly from Sefer Tehillim. Your ability to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not limited to your tefillah or your tehillim or the mitzvah that you do. Every talent, every action, every single ability that you have, if it's used in Avodas Hashem, has the potential to be Mehalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu.